back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It's Wednesday, so Greg Bach is here. Jane Batonaire is on the board. And yesterday was the worst day for stocks since June 2020. What does that mean? Why did it happen? I don't follow the stock market, so I don't know. So I have invited a...
What are the stock markets?
What is the stock market? I have invited 20-year Wall Street vet, the founder and managing member of Deductive Capital, and my older brother, Benjamin Bry, to come try to explain it to us. How you doing today?
I'm all right. Not too bad. How's it going?
Did you come out unscathed yesterday, or is this one of those times where you took money from the market?
Took money from the market. Yeah, I made money yesterday. I'm that kind of antisocial person.
So what happened?
So basically, obviously everyone knows it's been a rough year for most assets, like after 2 years of assets going up. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the Federal Reserve continues to tighten or raise interest rates and remove their, you know, their balance sheet, which they had been buying bonds. Now they're starting to sell bonds. And so asset prices kind of fall. Most of that has to do with the fact that inflation has become an issue. And the market had kind of anticipated that the inflation report yesterday would show deceleration, so that it basically had peaked. And it actually didn't. And it was pretty funny because I was watching the screen and you can tell the computers run the show now, because it was simultaneously every market, stocks, interest rates, currencies, all red candle down. And
for someone who's not familiar with red candle down, it does look like a red candle, but what is it like visually?
They're actually when you look at a professional stock chart, they're candles, and it comes from a Japanese concept. But so that's something they would say. But yes, the line went down, directly down, like an elevator.
There was no slant, straight down.
No, it was instant. But it's interesting because it was basically just the run-up from the week like prior to that that was removed. Because today, the market's up a little bit. So it wasn't like, you know, March of 2020 or one of these times where it then keeps selling. It was kind of just all that fluff that like went into the market over the last week got removed. So it's kind of a push and pull between people who are thinking it's going lower and people who are kind of holding in there currently.
Ben, I'm curious, and I might be completely wrong on this, and I know that we have been rising interest, or the interest rates have been rising from the Fed, but weren't the interest rates kept artificially low for a really long time?
14 years, yes.
That's a very long time.
Basically, there was a little period in 2018 where when Jay Powell, the current Fed chair, started, where they raised rates, and then in the fall of 18, the market didn't like it, and to the point where, like Christmas Eve, I think the market was down 5%, and I don't think that was a nice Christmas gift. And then a week later, he came on and they changed their policy. So I think that the Federal Reserve is kind of seeing inflation and they're trying to do something about it. Whether or not they can is remains to be seen, because a lot of it comes from energy prices and food prices, which, you know, they can't print food or oil. So it's an interesting time to see how this plays out. But what they're trying to do is tighten liquidity, tighten credit, or expand credit spreads, so that, like, basically, there's going to be more unemployment. They're trying to induce a recession is essentially what they're trying to do.
We're talking to Ben Bry right now, who is a 20-year vet on Wall Street and the managing member of Deductive Capital. He's also my older brother. And he is a much more intelligent, aware person when it comes to the markets.
I don't know.
Market.
I've seen The Big Short, okay?
And so he's trying to explain in seventh grade terms to those of us who do not live and breathe the market what happened yesterday, but also I think contextualize in general what's going on with our economy, because I see something like gas prices coming down. So if I interpret what I see in the headlines, I see one headline that says as of yesterday, gas prices are still coming down. Inflation for certain products, especially food products, still going up, not coming down. But then simultaneously, I see that the holiday e-commerce sales forecast is up 13.5%. So people's willingness to buy stuff, and they're not tightening their belts that much if inflation is so bad and we are arguably in a recession. And so it doesn't necessarily, like, people are, on the whole, there's the reflection that people are feeling this so badly that they're changing their behaviors. Is that an accurate interpretation, or is that me just reading headlines and not actually understanding what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the real crux of it, is that it seems like the economy's still okay, jobs are still okay. On the margin, people are starting to lose jobs or cut jobs. You know, some of the high growth areas, crypto, Snapchat just announced they're going to fire 20% of their sales force a week or so ago. You know, some of the startups that rely on the funding markets are, you know, losing jobs. But in general, the average guy seems to be getting more money and getting wage hikes for the first time in a long time. So, yeah, I think the average guy doesn't care about stocks because he doesn't own any stocks. And so as long as that he has his job and things are okay, maybe he feels pain at the pump and at the grocery store and the costs of beers and all that stuff. But, like, he's still kind of going out and living his life. And so it's a difficult situation to rectify financially. So the reality is probably that the financial markets got out of line with reality from the 14 years of artificial pumping. And now it's reverting in some sense, where the average guy seems to be doing a little better, has more wage power than they have in a long time. And the financial markets are kind of wrestling with what the right level is.
And so when we think of where inflation is, because inflation is truly just a prices are going up, prices are going down. And there's more things beyond supply chain that involve that. And so when you see the inflation has gone up again, instead of the bet being that it was going to go back down after this, the most recent report yesterday, what, if anything, do you see as why that is not changing despite interest rates being increased?
Well, inflation, so to answer your point, go back for a second about the, you know, you see gas prices. A big part of that is, if you look, the administration made a strategic decision to withdraw oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is a questionable strategy, given that that's meant for true emergencies, like when you have hurricanes and they take rigs offline and stuff. So it's very clear that it was a political decision. You know, they want to win votes. And so that's been a big driver of taking gas prices down. And that's the most variable component of inflation. And so once that kind of stops, the question is, what will happen on the other side? Well, you know, they basically will gas, like after the election, will gas prices start going up again, because there's just not enough oil investment over the last 5-6 years, because everyone thought, oh, we're all in electric cars, which we're just not even close to. So it'll be a push and pull. If you look, you know, back the last times there's been inflation, like in the 70s, it kind of would rise and it would come back down, and then it would go away and then it would rise again. So I think it's a difficult thing. And, it, you know, the only way to really stamp it out would be an insane recession. And who knows what will happen. But, you know, that's the only thing the Fed can do. They can't really touch the average man other than taking jobs away, making asset prices lower. That's about it.
So then how did you make money yesterday?
Shorting stocks. but the reality is that it hasn't gone anywhere in a week. So it's just one of the things where it was the optics of how sharp it was in one day. And it's kind of, there's an old saying that you take the escalator up and the elevator down. And if you look at the chart over the last week, that's very clear. That's what happened.
So as far as best bets or advice that you have for us lay people when it comes to the market in this environment, what is your advice?
The 2-year treasury bond pays you 3.8%. So you can actually not have to take a gamble, and you can get a decent return on your money for the first time in quite some time. You know, it's not as, and the reality is, if the economy does go to recession, that will appreciate in value too, because, you know, rates will go down. And so, you know, it's been a long time since you could put money in the bank and get, you know, some interest on it. And this might be one of the times where it's actually a good move.
I feel like I saw Greg's eyes sparkle a little bit. Is that the move you're going to make when you go home?
I feel like putting all my money in the Beanie Babies was the wrong move. Just the wrong.
There's
millions.
There's actually one thing I could say for your listeners that would be valuable. There's something that they have called the I-bond, which the government does, which every American citizen can put money into, and you get 9.8% interest. You can only put $10,000 in, but if you have $10,000 of savings, it's, you know, it's $1,000 of income a year extra to help you pay some of the bills, and you don't have to worry about the credit risk because it's the government.
That is very good advice.
Who has $10,000? I just bought a house. I have like $8. Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Well, Ben, say again what that is for people who might have missed it the first time.
It's called a Treasury I-bond. You can just Google it, and it's available, and you can buy one per household for up to $10,000. Kind of a gift, in essence, to the citizens. You just have to go take it, I guess.
Are there any tax ramifications on that at all? If you draw, is it all...
Well, it's if you get interest income, you pay taxes on it like any other income. It's okay. Just ordinary income, okay. But or dividend income. But yeah, I mean, it's income. And if you have savings that you're so used to getting zero on for so long, now you can get a little money back without having to, you know, worry about the stock market's going up or down or, you know, sideways or whatever.
That was very useful, Ben. That was the one thing I understood.
I try to help.
All right. Well, we will definitely have you back. I feel like you can be our interpreter, our translator. Our finance whisperer. And so Ben Bry, 20-year Wall Street veteran, founder of and managing member of Deductive Capital, my big brother. Thank you for joining us today.
Good to be here. Have fun, you guys.
Thanks. All right. We'll bring you back next time the other stock market goes up. Or it goes down. Red candles down. It does look like a red candle when you look at it. Like a straight elevator down. And so, Ben Bry, great big brother.
Aww.
Big fan. Aww. Big fan. Adorable. Except when he drives me nuts.
Well, that's a brother's job.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I don't know. Greg's choice what we're going to talk about. Think about it. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Yesterday, gotta find the cash.